The world's largest radio telescope is set to be constructed in Western Australia for a project that will increase our access to the stars. Once built, the Square Kilometre Array Observatory will be capable of searching for the stars for signals of intelligent life and listening back to the dawn of the universe. The observatory will be built on Wurundjeri country. The traditional custodians of that region have already given their consent for the project to be conducted. Andrew Herlinger asked Dr. Danny Price from Curtin University what the project will strive for.
Well, the SKA is an international project and it's been many decades in the making, and it's really exciting that it's finally starting construction. It is, you know, starting construction on Wurundjeri Yamaji land here in Australia, in Western Australia, and in South Africa as well. There'll be the SKA Mid Telescope. We're getting a different kind of technology called SKA Low, which is basically a field of these little antennas, hundreds of thousands of antennas that look like Christmas trees.
And so this obviously is looking to go back to the dawn of the universe. Are there certain things that they're expecting to see?
Yeah, so the telescope's built to do a variety of different astrophysical science. So looking for intelligent life is one of those, and that's one that I'm personally involved in and I find really exciting. But there's also, peering back to the birth of the first stars and to learn how the galaxies formed, and also to learn about some of the really amazing objects that are a bit closer by that have incredibly strong magnetic and gravitational fields that can tell us things about Einstein's general relativity. And there's just such a broad range. There's going to be a lot of science that can be done, and there's going to be a lot of jobs in science and technology that'll flow through that.
What's the power of this telescope? Because it's meant to be one of the largest radio telescopes in the world.
Well, one of the calculations I did that put the sensitivity into perspective is that the SKA could detect a mobile phone like the one I'm talking on now in the pocket of an astronaut on Mars, which is, 225 million kilometres away. When you think you can't get reception in places in Australia, it's pretty amazing that this telescope could detect it at that distance.
Are there many different ones that are used as well around the world? How does it compare to others?
Yeah, well, it's hundreds of times faster than some of the other telescopes in terms of how fast it can scan the skies. It's just unprecedented sensitivity. It's important to say that the telescopes all work at different frequencies and have different capabilities, but the SKA is trying to kind of do a whole gamut of different sciences, so it's designed to be sensitive and over a large range of frequencies. Here in Western Australia, we're getting the low-frequency component, which I think is the most interesting part, but there's also the mid-frequency component in South Africa that works at slightly higher radio frequencies.
And how long do you think the construction of this telescope is going to be? Will it take a number of years, or is it something that can be built quite quickly?
It is a huge telescope. There's going to be over 100,000 individual antenna elements that are all need to be combined to act as one giant antenna array, and that will take a while, but the timeline is before the end of the decade. And we will have, construction starting today. We're not going to try building everything all at once. We'll build some prototypes and demonstrators along the way that use a smaller number of antennas that will then, slowly be built up as quickly as possible. But they'll still take a long time.
And what sort of interest is there going to be in terms of growing this sector from the government as well? Because I imagine the government is interested in supporting this as well.
Yeah, the government's been really fantastic ever since around 2009, when Australia put its hat into the ring to host the Square Kilometre Array. It's had really good support from the government because of all the skills and technology and engineering development capability that it brings. And the government is still very supportive. And it's also worth saying that this is a international approach. The SKAO, the observatory, is an intergovernmental organization. So it's not just Australia that has the backing of, it's got the backing of tens of countries around the world.
And what would be considered a success for this project? Finding alien life?
Well, finding life elsewhere would be, one of the most profound discoveries ever made. But it's only the tip of the iceberg of the science that the SKA will do. Lots of things just to understand our place in the universe. And it's kind of this blue sky research where, the skills and the telescope that we build will inform us later on. So we don't know, for example, when quantum physics came out, we didn't know that would help us build mobile phones. And the understanding that we get from astronomy has many flow-on effects.
Dr. Danny Price from Curtin University speaking there with Andrew Herlinger.